open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And here we are on the 22nd of January, and we have moved into the energies of Aquarius. And I do hope that people are feeling more lighthearted today than they were at the beginning of the month. Tonight is a teaching night, and I'm going to discuss with you ascension. What is ascension? Well, I can assure you that everything is right on track with our spiritual evolutionary process. All is right where it needs to be for this phase of the amazing ascension process that we have all chosen to be born into, undertake, and move mankind forward. As we progress further and further into the higher realms, we have less and less of the old world to hang on to, the world as we know it. Part of this is being made evident throughout the world as we see changes in living situations, changes in leadership, and changes in all kinds of things that we never thought would happen. The vibrations are changing, and they're changing quickly. And with that experience, we have chaos, destruction before reconstruction. God and the divine energies are about to lift us up into a world of splendor. All of us have the ability to become transformed and to carry new frequencies within ourselves. We can become natural healers, we can manifest our desires, and bring unconditional love to everyone that we come in contact with. Only those who choose to open up their eyes will see and move along with the tides of change and survive. Tonight's show includes a wonderful meditation that I just wrote this week on ascension. And as you partake in the meditation this evening, you will be able to literally feel your body move into the new vibrations that are going to raise us all up as we move along.
Many people ask me, what is the meaning of ascension? Ascension is a necessary path for those who are choosing to consciously evolve, and this includes everyone and everything. It is a matter of survival. At present time, in the second decade of the 21st century, it's a personal choice to boldly step into the unknown in order to expand into an experience that is entirely new. An experience that is still in its infancy, but will grow into a necessity for as long as time moves along. In 2012, we, this solar system and the galaxy, began a new era. The age of Aquarius promises to be as long as the age of Pisces was, if not a bit longer. We are still going through this transformation. Ascension is actively choosing to expand to a higher consciousness by merging with your blessed higher self, which is now called your universal body, as well as opening your heart and expanding to reunite with Source, the divine light, and all levels and layers of your soul, which becomes your authentic self. It is returning to the experience of a divine life being to experience a higher levels of unconditional love and divine alignment with pure source light in every area of your life. A reminder that we can travel through the spheres as a light being and go anywhere at any time. However, we have to learn to develop our light bodies to their highest potential before we can do so. We have seen a glimpse of the growth that is coming with telepathy, distant healing, telekinesis, and soon levitation. We will explore, accept, and use more of our brain power without fear. Ascension is not something that happens to us on a certain date. through expanded awareness and by integrating the higher vibrational consciousness of our spiritual selves, we are able to ascend. The latest tool to develop ourselves is the book of the new spiritual chakras. To begin to learn them and how to meditate and access them has now been brought down to you through the higher channels. It's in my book and my meditation, Developing Your Spiritual Chakras. You can get that book on Amazon.com, The New Spiritual Chakras. Ascension is a process of aligning with the higher consciousness and with the divine. It doesn't happen instantly or automatically, but rather, ascension happens incrementally as we increase our present moment and strengthen our universal bodies. We begin to illuminate one step at a time. Ascension is not only spiritual, physical, or mental, but a complete upliftment of every part of you and your soul, both visible and invisible. For those of you, and I know there are thousands, that practice the I Am meditation, you are well on your way. The I Am meditation is given only by the Hugging Saint Amici. She has teams teaching this meditation all over the world. The ascension process has an impact on your entire being and how you perceive, relate to, and interact with the world around you. Ascension is a total transformation. To ascend is to realign with divine love, dropping fear, hate, judgment, and entering into the state of being. You also gain an expanded level of consciousness. You can handle every disturbance, upset, distraction with ease and a new balanced energy. Life gets easier because the heaviness is eliminated and you truly live in the moment, one day at a time. There is no past, there is no future, only now. Awakening to ascension is important. Awakening is a part of ascension. As you learn to take control of your awareness through understanding spiritual law and working with your daily meditations and focused attention, you are able to wake up to the authentic nature of your spirit and to empower yourself to consciously align with higher consciousness, wisdom, and with the divine in every moment. However, since we don't realize this on a daily level as yet, there is usually a wake-up call that brings you to this desire for inner training. Living life now is triggering more and more wake-up calls from the persistent illusion and to remember the truth of our multidimensional selves by linking with our higher consciousness. My wake-up call was a head-on car crash in 1979 where I had my first out-of-body experience. In addition to awareness, integration is an essential part of ascension. To continue moving further into your higher vibrational frequencies without being pulled back into the lower energies, tied to fear, releasing, and integrating lower vibrational aspects of the self is essential. You have to decide not to get drawn into the fray. We must clear the lower levels of our consciousness in order to ascend to the higher levels. It's like shoveling snow. The more that you shovel, the wider the path is for you to move along. To fully ascend to a total enlightenment and awareness of the divine within yourself and within all, clearing out the old and outdated patterns, habits, beliefs, and energy is required to make room for the inner brilliance of illumination of the divine light to shine through you. By cutting the cords of the past and releasing pain, guilt, or grief that is weighing you down, you free yourself to awaken and ascend. Because you remove your fear, apprehension, and negativity, then you are able to shine as the unique expression of the divine that you are, moving forward on your path of illumination. As you remove your blocks, ascension becomes automatic from within. The thought of ascension caught quite a buzz leading up to the time around 2012, but now that the date is long come and gone and new energy has arrived, which arrived on December 21st, 2012, the double helix from the center of our galaxy, it's clearer than ever before that instead of something external magically helping all to shift at once, it's now up to you. The choice is necessary because decision is how you arrived on this planet. Decision directs you on this planet, and decision is how you will leave this planet. To continue on as an energetic being in your universal body, traveling the spheres of the universe, there is no death, only continuity. So, The bottom line is that it's up to each and every individual to make this inner shift to awaken and ascend. Then, collectively, we will be able to view our reality through the lens of love. And through all this enlightened perspective, the mass consciousness and the realms of the earth can fully be felt and seen. Thanks to continued waves of light and spiritual energy flowing onto the earth from the divine realms, and this new additional double helix energy, along with the addition of the fourth level of the aura, ascension is now more than ever available to all. People are waking up every day to the feeling and knowing that there is more to life than economy and the physical aspects of reality. Through one person awakening at a time, this wave of awareness is growing around the world. Plus, the once hidden teachings of love, enlightenment, and ascension are no longer controlled by the mystery schools, religions, and secret societies. It's out in the open. However, while the information is out there and the stage is set, ascension takes commitment and self-responsibility, an inner desire to make the leap out of fear and into love, a strong belief. It takes a constant return to awareness, to your meditation practice, to shift out of the old patterns and habits in order to lift up into the light, to evolve, and to ascend. This information may be new to a few of you. Okay, how do you ascend? The ascension process is multidimensional and involves all that you are on every level. Lifting yourself up to experience new levels of divine light is one aspect of the ascension path. Releasing, integrating, and healing past wounds, energetic blockages, fears, beliefs, and limitations is another road. The realization of why this process is paramount is of most importance. We gain instant healing, clarity in our thinking and actions, greater spiritual powers, and a deeper love. Believe me, we are barely aware of the greatness of this new energy. It's like putting in high-test gasoline into your car and then some. Our car runs out of gas and our body runs out of energy. But if you sit quietly, take some deep breaths, open up your crown chakra, and bring the divine light down your spine, you can readjust yourself, fill yourself up, and bring yourself more energy. Throughout the ascension process, your inner awareness is essential. With your new and expanded inner awareness, you are able to know your required work and your next steps. You're able to notice the patterns and beliefs holding you in density and release them in the moment to step into a new level of love. The ascension path is not easy, but it's simple. We have to forgive, let go of, release, and forgive some more. We've been taught that our past defines us, but nothing could be less true. Our past is our creation, opening up the path of our future, and must be let go of. That includes everything. Your awareness is your most valuable resource, so if you want to progress on your ascension path, make a commitment to take control of your attention and become more and more aware of each decision and each action you take on a daily level. In the physical world, there has always been, but especially now, a constant supply of distractions entertaining and stimulating our minds in every moment. You need to unplug. The mind is the part of what we are ascending into. It's the director of the play, but we need to be able to put it on pause. Turn off the TV. Put down that smartphone and just be and breathe. Learn to meditate and to pause your mind on demand. For this increases your awareness, and with awareness comes surrender and love. You're able to consciously interact with the world around you to learn and validate what's going on through your life experiences. It's also incredibly important to prepare your body vehicle for the higher levels of light through detoxification and clearing lower levels of emotion, limiting beliefs, and fear. Awareness will help you adapt to the ever-changing circumstances of life around you. Everything is going so very fast. Have you noticed? Faster and faster. It's time to slow it down and integrate. In addition to meditation, learn and seek out new perspectives. Validate what you learn to gain wisdom and knowledge. Implement what will serve you. Love every moment of it. Go forward and grow. There are many good books on the subject, as well as uplifting music to soothe and open you up to the higher levels. Richard Schulman's Ascension Harmonics is the start. He's at richheartmusic.com. This is the Ascension Path, the path of increased awareness, higher consciousness, and illumination, the master path to eliminate all that is not love. Higher vibrational living awaits you when you consciously choose to ascend. Example, one of my students is a nurse. However, she's no longer fulfilled with her work. She wants to learn to heal in a different way, a more expanded way. So she decided to take the Barbara Brennan Healing Course, one of the best in the world. Now she's filled with joy and light. It's so wonderful to share with her and to see the light that is shining through her eyes. Put the time in to meditate. Open your heart and link up with the divine and with the realms of spirit and release that which is not in alignment with who you are becoming. Your awareness is key, so pay attention to what gets your attention. Is it love or is it fear? Is what you are filling your mind and body with serving you in your life and on your ascension path? Is it fueling your soul and spirit, or just distracting you? One of the new questions or statements is this experience coming to me out of love or out of fear? You can actually say to someone now, I feel you are not speaking to me from your heart. I feel you are angry and upset. When you can speak to me from your heart, we can continue this conversation. This statement is a loving response given from the state of awareness, reminding the other person where they are coming from, asking them to be responsible, and allowing you to protect yourself and not accepting negativity from others. It's a game changer, and it will bring you positive results in time. Not all of us in this lifetime will ascend. Remember, we have ended a new era, and a long one. But if you were drawn to listen to Let's Find Out tonight, and Lesson 1 on Ascension, the stage has been set for you. This podcast will be available to you tomorrow, and I will post the article on BBS Radio blog site, as well as on my own website, www.new-visions.com. Please email me and let me know if you have any questions. I will be broadcasting part 2 next week, and my email is elizabeth_joyce@verizon.net. Guess what? Your total enlightenment and illuminated self already exists. Now it's a simple matter of you integrating your physical body into your universal being and intertwining the energies with the power of light. Bringing your spiritual power into the physical, you are opening your heart, becoming aware, and shining with the full brilliance of your higher self and spiritual being here in the physical. On the level of the earth plane, you carry that beautiful, powerful amber light with you every second of the day. You are the one. Every moment is your opportunity. Now is the time. We are taking a station break at this time. Please listen to the information about my upcoming spiritual intensive on the February solar eclipse, the 25th and 26th weekend. Hope to see many of you there to begin or to continue your work. And now, here's a message from our sponsors and a station break. But keep listening, because we have more information on the other side, as well as that wonderful meditation with music by Richard Schulman. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th.
These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Everything is calm and quiet this week until Friday's new moon, when Venus squares Saturn. This is the first of four Venus-Saturn squares in 2017, which is twice the usual number of squares and indicates it will have problems as well as a tough year for relationships and finances. The energy becomes more positive this week, starting with an enthusiastic Sagittarian moon on Monday and Tuesday. Talkative Mercury harmonizes with dreamy Neptune on Monday, so share your higher vision and ideals. Better yet, write that novel or screenplay. There is an element of fantasy and exaggeration with this combo. You use discernment in what you hear, as intentions may be higher than follow-through actions. The middle of the week is great for hard work and your nose to the grindstone efforts. You can accomplish quite a lot now. The new moon in Aquarius is on Friday, January 27th. This brings us the Chinese New Year of the Rooster. It has some good news to bring to the table because it reminds us that since our nation was founded on the ideals of liberty and justice for all, these issues will be treated fairly and protected by the cosmos and the divine. The air and water elements are strong now, so consider how your intellect and emotions are working together, or if they're not. You are so much more powerful when your ideas and emotions are working in harmony for the same goal. The next 2 weeks are a prime time for using liberty and justice for all to make a new start or take a different approach to something that you've already begun. An Aquarius moon is excellent for exploring new groups, organizations, and friendships if you're willing to be open, experiment, and not prejudge the results. An interesting, but perhaps astrologically abstract, characteristic of this new moon is that communications planet Mercury is aligned with deep transformational Pluto in Capricorn. This is the same position that they were in at the winter solstice when Mercury turned retrograde. Look within to see if there is some connection in your life now to the ideas that went on around December 20th when this energy first arrived. Did you make a decision or have a realization then, but perhaps table it until after the holidays? How do you feel about it now?
Some people are releasing beliefs or behaviors that no longer serve them. Others will take an action on an idea that were put on hold for the holidays. Practice communication with your inner authority guide and take responsibility for putting your ideas into action. Later that same day, Mars lends a helping hand to the troubles that Venus-Pluto square brings. Mars moves out of weak Pisces into its own element, Aries, which is the best placement for Mars. Be sure to help yourself to a big serving of confidence and courage, as this energy will be in effect for the next 6 weeks. Saturday is a happy day and also brings the Chinese New Year of the Fire Rooster. This is a time of drama and progressive action, as well as strong-willed and flamboyant leaders. The last year of the Fire Rooster was in 1957. Here is a short review of what happened in 1957. We had the Suez Canal crisis. It was the year of the Asian flu. Sputnik was launched. USSR tested nuclear explosions in our atmosphere. England exploded its first nuclear bomb. The first electric typewriter went on sale. Buddy Holly recorded "That'll Be the Day." Kirk Douglas won the Academy Award for Spartacus, and Ingrid Bergman won the Academy Award for Around the World in 80 Days. It was my first year on American Bandstand with Dick Clark. Dr. Martin Luther King forms the SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Council, and McCarthy dies of alcoholism. Have confidence in yourself, but please avoid vanity. The week ends on a mental note when Mercury lines up with Pluto on Sunday, January 29th, for the only time in 2017. This conjunction is known for bringing up some deep issues, and what could be deeper than outer space? January 29th is the launch date for the BP Colombo, a Euro-Japanese spacecraft whose mission is, coincidentally, to explore our planet Mercury. This Mercury-Pluto alignment is also good for deep, structured thinking and research. You can communicate in a powerful way, but please avoid obsessive-compulsive thinking as well as inflexible people.
And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my winter and spring calendar for 2017. Because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is planned for February 25th and 26th in Doylestown, Pennsylvania at the James Laura House. This is also considered a spiritual intensive because you will learn a lot about how to access the fifth dimension. And if you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. The next date is the weekend of March 11th and 12th, 2017. This is a holistic and psychic fair done for charity from the community of Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And of course, the charities are our local charities. We have been supporting this fair and donating to our local charities for the last 10 years. It's always well attended, and there's lots of information. We have body workers, we have psychic readers, we have wonderful information booths with all kinds of things to look at and peruse. Come and join us for lunch. The lunch is $7, the entrance fee is $5, and it's truly a wonderful day event. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Make it a spa day and bring your girlfriend. We'll have a great time. If you want to be a participant in this fair and sign up for a booth or a table, call Elizabeth. The number is 215-996-0646. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under Calendar of Events. Everything is listed there for you. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com.
We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2017.
Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome back to Let's Find Out. Tonight is a teaching night, and we are teaching about ascension and the new spiritual chakras. Next, I'm going to play a song by Stevie Wonder that tells us a little bit about how magic feels in this dimension.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every.
That was Stevie Wonder and If It's Magic. Tonight we're talking about ascension on Let's Find Out, and I just wanted to share part of what this new energy will bring. Spontaneous healing, shedding at your core beliefs. That can be really hard sometimes because a lot of us don't like change, and we get afraid when we don't know what's coming or when someone else is making decisions for us. The history of the universe is a huge and ongoing process, ever unfolding. As we grope and grow to the glory of oneness. We have discovered that false beliefs have limited us in the past from enjoying optimum health, reversing disease, and creating loving, lasting relationships. The universe is a giant computer, and humans write the programming with their thoughts and beliefs, creating their reality. Ascend as you uncover those thoughts that bring peace, love, and harmony to your life, to your family, to your community, and to the world. A spiritual revelation is occurring on this planet. Thousands of people are finding out from great teachers such as Louise Hay, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Greg Braden, Carolyn Miss, Oprah Winfrey, and others, that what we think is just what we get. What we eat becomes our body, and our thoughts reflect who we are. Our thoughts are things, moving energy fields, and we have been trained over and over again to think, act, and believe in certain ways, certain cultures, certain societies. Letting go of these ingrained beliefs feels like falling off a speeding locomotive into certain death. Our universe, the country, the state, the town that we live in, as well as our private home, is a creation of our own inner belief system. This is what the current fifth dimension revolution is all about. The time before 2012 was the time when we were in the third and fourth dimensions, but then the new energy came in, the double helix, beaming down to us from the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. Suddenly, we don't need someone else to tell us that we're powerful. Suddenly, we don't need others to tell us that we're a part of this planet and that we matter. What many are currently looking for is not validation of the ego. Instead, we are now searching for keys to unlock the golden door of knowledge within us and ascend to a higher vibrationary level. What is the key to applying our knowledge and creating a healthy daily life? We know we must learn this to survive, feel good about ourselves, and ascend as well as claim our inner strength and power. We are at a critical turning point that has been predicted long before man kept written records on this earth. And surprise, we were all chosen to be born at this time and at this place. Great. Now what? We need to see that self-healing, meditation practices, and positive thinking truly work. Then we need to accept this and our interactive role in the process, rather than following the last few centuries teaching our limitations by embracing the fact that we are just the opposite. We are now approaching the end of the second decade of the new millennium. It's time to get started. We are that. Consciousness is spirit, and we take that energy and make our lives from it. We are co-creator of our lives. We have already seen that hate, fear, war, and disease can destroy life faster than anything. But do we have the courage to look within and accept our power to overcome this? Will we change our beliefs, our way of living, our consciousness, even if we must pass through a living death to do so? Traditional medicine, surgery, and confinement may be some steps to heal, but none of these services teach and penetrate the soul. Louise Hay believes and teaches that by transforming our destructive beliefs of the past and replacing them with life-affirming ones of healing and peace, we can transform our lives, the world, and the future consciousness of all that is. While working with her on the healing hayrides in the 1980s, it became apparent to thousands that what we think can begin to uplift us and change the outcome of our lives. Overcoming fear and not allowing it to consume us is key, and that is what holds you back. We learned that with the help of bodywork, affirmations, singing, dancing, and honest sharing, lives have shifted. Disease has left the body, and some people have walked away free, happy, healthier, and clear. Dr. Deepak Chopra, another one of my teachers, took it all to the daring step further in the 1990s. He explained that we can visualize an outcome, bring a thought into our body system, and it will manifest. Amazing. Can it be done? Yes, but it takes time, and most of us give up beforehand because it's not instant. People simply do not realize what it takes to expose a jewel. We have to dig and dig, move resistant rocks and dirt, and then find the diamond in the rough and process it before it can shine for us. Receiving your spiritual blessings is not like going to a fast food at McDonald's. To make significant changes within ourselves takes dedication, faith, time, and the true belief that we are children of the universe and deserve only the best. Now I'd like to play a song for you by William Vitalis that perhaps will describe what you're feeling as you ascend.
the old rule that drunks have to argue and get in your fights. A lover is just as bad, he falls in a hole, but down in that hole he finds something shining worth more than any amount of money or power. Last night the moon came down, dropping her clothes in the street. I took it as a sign to start singing, falling up into a bowl of sky. The bowl breaks, everywhere is falling, everywhere, nothing else to do. Here's the new rule.
Vitale singing from his CD, Gita, Songs of Liberation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight's lesson has come to an end, but I will be continuing a teaching lesson next week. Next week, I will be giving part two of Ascension. If you have any questions or would like to contact me about these lessons, you can email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Also, you can pick up my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. It's at Amazon.com. Please get ready for our meditation. Thank you for listening to VBS Radio and Let's Find Out, and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Ascension Attunement, Connecting with the Infinite Light, with music by Richard Shulman. Please be comfortable sitting in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. You may lie down on the bed if you'd like, as long as your legs are uncrossed. As you begin to take three deep breaths, feel yourself connecting with your eighth chakra, about 8 feet above your crown chakra. And then feel your inner channel open to receive the amber light, the light of power and love of the divine, which is now available to you to tune into, as the fourth level of your aura is open for you to connect with. This vibration will cleanse, elevate, and renew your personal vibration to bring healing to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being, to activate and bring forth your highest potential, to empower you to begin to manifest and co-create, and to elevate you energetically. Now you will link directly with the divine energies of the fifth dimension, which awakens your psychic gifts, your spiritual abilities, your subtle senses, to perceive intuitively, to psychically know how to bring about blessings in your life and the space you live in now. Allow yourself to breathe and focus within to the heart chakra, drop your thoughts down to the center of your heart. Quiet your mind and open your heart. Tune into the yellow gold light. Now, reach your focus upward to the 10th chakra, whose color is amber, in the new heart center of the universal body, which is above the 8th chakra. Begin to build your inner circle of light above you and connect it to the light that flows below. Imagine all of the light particles in the area around you are gathering along your spinal column. Feel your spine filling with this amber-yellow light. Visualize a connection from your heart center up to the 10th chakra. It's an arc of light in front of you, beginning at the heart chakra in the center of your body. Arch it out in front of you and reach it up to the 10th chakra above the 8th chakra. Feel that connection. Take a deep breath. Connect. Continue to breathe in and relax. Now bring the arc down behind you, entering your spine at the heart chakra. Allow the light from the fifth dimension, the 10th chakra, to pour into this present time and space, into your body, to illuminate you, to elevate your vibration, to illuminate your being, to bring all the blessings of the divine light into the present time, into your present place, into your physical body. Continue to flow with this circle of light. This is the location where you can solve all of your emotional problems slowly and through divine right action. Continue to breathe and relax. Now put a thought into this circle of light. Visualize a problem, an upset you have been working with on your level of life. See it, then release it. Ask for it to heal. Then see or visualize the outcome that you desire. If you get a blank, it's okay. It's simply the energy is beginning to work for you and to resolve this issue, to bring it into balance. You may see some other colors appear within this field of light. Sit with this energy. Stay in it as long as you feel comfortable. You want the colors to eventually meld into the amber yellow. Then you will know the problem is healed. Be okay with any result you receive, because sometimes it takes more than one meditation to bring things into balance. This is because all has to line up harmoniously including everyone else concerned, their hearts, their minds, and their body. Now let the amber light expand beyond your physical body to fill the entire room. Let the light grow through awakening your spirit, through filling yourself with light. You know that all things are made possible. Your gifts are awakened. Your past life lessons and talents are revealed. Your highest and greatest path is paved before you. Your next step is illuminated. Allow it. Allow it. Allow your heart to open and allow your vibration to lift and rise. Strands of light are entering in this time to you, into your space, into your area, to elevate, to heal, to inspire, and to uplift. You are receiving direct attention from each of the guides and angelic realms who make up the circle of light. The guides, angels, and ascended masters who are most in alignment with your unique needs, wants, desires, and intention. They step forward now to support you. So your entire council of light beings surround you in an immense circle of light. Within this circle are your inner circle of guides and angels, of ascended ones, of ascended beings, who can most serve you on your path to ascension. Feel yourself step forward. You are in the center, and each of these guides reaches out, placing their hands on your crown chakra and placing their hands upon you wherever needed for healing. This is not a weight for you to carry, but rather quite the opposite. As each guide places their hands on your body, you are lifted higher. You shine brighter. Your inner light is activated, and your highest potential is revealed. You are able to embody the divine qualities that each of these masters carry within their heart, within their vibration, and they are willingly and fully giving this gift of divine frequency to you now, as their light, as their elevated vibration, as divine love is transferred with their hands, now placed on your shoulders. This is an initiation of sorts. Accept it. Accept a transfer of light, a ceremony of awakening for you as you ascend and move in the direction of becoming ascended yourself. You are entering into your fully ascended state, your fully awakened state, your illuminated state. The universal body is moving and merging into this physical form, into this very body that you are in now. You now melt into the golden triad of light, which, when fully developed and strengthened, will walk with you on a daily basis. And so, with the outer circle and the entire council of light and the inner circle of your ascended guides, angels, and masters around you, let yourself relax. Breathe and open to the beauty, bliss, and light that is present here. Know that you are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Begin to see a sliver of aqua surrounding the outer part of your circle of light. The new ray of aqua, opening the heart and raising the consciousness to that unconditional love. Divine qualities, blessings, and frequencies merge with your physical being, so you are less focused on yourself as separate, as physical, and are now tuned into your awareness of the oneness with all. From this state of being, this elevated state of vibration, feel your connection with the entire circle of light and the council of loved ones who are present. Feel your connection with the earth and the sky and the cosmos. Feel the vastness of your spiritual essence. Experience the magnificence of your life, the potential you have as a spiritual being walking in a physical form. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Become aware of yourself, of your infinite light and power, which lifts you now, which embraces you now, which nurtures your energy now, which heals your body now, which rejuvenates your soul now, which reveals to you the truth of all you are. For when you open your heart, when you ascend in this way, you are able to feel, sense, know, see, and experience your oneness with the earth, the sky, your angels, your guides, some of your ancestors, your ascended masters, and all that is. With all this vast energy, which expands so far beyond this present place and time, imagine this infinite light being compressed down into the area of your spinal column, empowering you to shine brightly. Live in your high vibrational life. Awaken, aware, inspire to co-create, to live vibrantly well, to love, to fully ascend, to fully anchor your blessed higher self, your universal body, into your divine presence and spiritual being, and bring all this into this moment, here and now, and vow to carry the light with you, moving forward, moving into your earth day. Breathe. Become aware. Breathe. Return to love. Breathe. Breathe. Shine with the light, becoming fully aware of all that you are. With the heart, the head, and the hand, the Ascended Masters wish you well. Good night.